Yeah, so right now I have a team of three. And my plan is to create a better inbound funnel. So creating a lot more content. I started this podcast interviewing some of the top people in the marketing space, started leveraging chatbots. So I had a chance to interview the head of marketing, Kajabi, the founder of ManyChat, also interviewing people at Messenger. Also had a chance to like speak at some of the biggest conferences.
Facebook Messenger bots today is changing the industry. In the past, if you had to ask a general question to your local retail store or brand, you would have to call them on the phone, email them, and wait for them to respond. But with the Messenger bot today, you can simply message the bot and then go through the sequence, and it will spit back the proper answer for you. On today's episode, I'm excited to feature Ari Bhagat. Ari is one of the top Facebook Messenger chatbot wizards in the industry. He has worked with Guess, The Beer Club, and a few other top brands to drive crazy return on ad spend for these brands. In this episode, Ari is going to dive how he made the leap of faith into entrepreneurship to start his own company and some of the latest hacks on the Messenger bot.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Before the Clouds. Today I'm here with my good friend Ari. Ari, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
My name is Ari Bhagat, and I'm on a mission to change the way consumers interact with brands. I'm the founder and CEO of ROAS, where we help e-commerce brands refine their customer journey and massively increase happy customers. And we do that by building chatbots.
That's awesome, and Ari's very good at chatbots, which is why we're having him on the show today. So start off by sharing, like how you got into the chatbot space and like where your business journey started.
Yeah, so before I got into chatbots, I had a Facebook ad agency working with small businesses in Chicago. When I started, I was going to college. And before even that, taking a step back, after graduating high school, I went to college for one semester, didn't really like it, decided to drop out, and I was playing a lot of video games at that time. This was back in 2013, so I would like to say that I'm pretty good at FIFA, so I was playing professionally on Twitch.
Really?
Yeah, back in 2013.
I didn't know that.
And then my parents were like, "Dude, like you can't make any money playing video games." And now there were kids making $500K a month just playing video games on Twitch. Yeah, so she said that, and I was like, you know what? She's not gonna accept the fact that I'm just at home playing video games and growing my audience, which at that time, for the first month, I grew my audience to 1,000 followers just by playing video games, which is pretty good, I would say. So I didn't wanna go back to college, so I decided to join the US Army. I decided to go for the reserves to see if I like it or not. Why did I join the Army? I don't know, I didn't wanna go to college.
And
that seemed like the natural decision. So. I joined the Army. I was gone for pretty much an entire year. And when I came back, I was visiting Chicago and stumbled upon one of my friends, Victor Kahn, who was my co-founder. And I saw he had like a really nice apartment downtown. I was like, "Yo, like, what do you do for a living? How did you get an apartment?"
He's
like, "Oh, I work at Accenture. I'm a front-end web developer." I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna learn how to code. And I'm gonna get that apartment."
So, where were you living before? I guess you and Victor moved. I mean, we didn't tell people that, but you guys were roommates. Where did you stay before?
At that time, when I was traveling to Chicago, I went to school in Indiana. It's like 30, 40 minutes from downtown Chicago. I was just like visiting knew a few friends there in Chicago. We ran into each other through mutual friends. He gave me instructions. I got home. I was like, you know what? I'm going to look this up. He gave me like treehouse.com, which is really good for coding, and also Code School. So I got home, and this was around like summer of 2015. I decided to go to college again. And that's when I came back from the Army, and I decided to go to Roosevelt University in downtown Chicago. While doing that, I was learning how to code on the side.
Yeah.
So Like I would come home and like not even worry about homework. I would just like code.
Yeah.
And I was going for a computer science degree, which I thought it had something related to do with websites, which it didn't.
Yeah.
Computer science is a lot harder.
Right.
So I was trying to juggle between school and doing coding so I can potentially start working for myself.
Yeah.
So while I was going, learning how to code, I got pretty good. Mm-hmm. And my friend Victor got a project that he actually told me to help him out on.
Yeah.
So the project went pretty well. I coded an entire site, which I couldn't believe.
So this isn't even Facebook ads or chat, but it was completely different.
Yeah, so that was a completely different. So I got the project, did really well. And after one semester, that semester of college, I decided to drop out again.
Yeah.
So I can learn more about this.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I wasn't making enough money, so I decided to move back to my parents first. So I went back home and then I was just like pretty much coding every single day for like a couple months, like 3 to 4 months. So that was a crazy experience because my parents were like, hey, like you can just be at home coding all the time. Like, what's the next thing that's going to happen? So I decided to like take on a sales job at Comcast for like a little bit. Yeah.
It's not like a full-time job, or was it a full-time
job? Oh, it was a full-time job. So I was working full-time and like come home and like just learn how to code.
What'd you do at Comcast?
I was doing sales.
So you're just selling like internet
stuff? Yeah, internet and stuff like that. I was actually their top salesman for like 3 months when I was there. Yeah. I was selling internet, phone, and all that stuff.
So you'd have to hustle a lot.
Yeah, I had to hustle a lot. And that job was actually in the suburbs of Chicago. So I was there from Indiana all the way to Chicago, but it gave me a pretty good amount of money to like reinvest into learning and things like that. So after I had that job for a while, the business started to pick up a little bit, and then around I would say August of I think we're now in 2016 is when I decided to create an e-commerce store.
Yeah.
Because like I was looking online, trying to figure out like if this coding stuff doesn't work, what am I gonna do? So I stumbled upon e-commerce, created my first store, and that store didn't do well at all because I was learning.
Yeah.
But that's when I found out about marketing. Mm-hmm. So I started learning about Facebook ads.
This is 2016.
Yeah, 2016.
Okay.
I started learning about Facebook ads. And how to drive results with Facebook ads. But as you know, if you're new to Facebook ads, it's really hard. It just takes a lot of time, a lot of practice to learn. So did fail a lot. But one thing that my co-founder Victor found out is that instead of doing one-time projects, we should switch to doing ongoing projects because we don't want to keep getting projects all the time. So we then decided to start doing marketing for small businesses, which we got a few clients at the beginning.
Were they word of mouth or just people you knew?
It was just like just cold calling.
Similar to Comcast.
Yeah, going to like small businesses around.
Like a coffee shop
downtown Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going for like chiropractors and things like that.
Yeah.
So we ended up getting like a couple clients.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had saved up a little bit of money. And HubSpot reached out to us because they have an agency program that you can sign up for.
Yeah.
And basically what they do is they help you set up your inbound funnel so you can clients can reach out to you. But it was a crazy decision to make because it was costing, the program cost like $10,000.
For the year?
Yeah, for the year.
So they were just, they were charging a lot.
Yeah, they were charging a lot. So I had to spend a lot of the money that I saved on that agency partnership. Which didn't really work out really well because, because like if you're new, it's really hard to get inbound marketing to work. It takes at least 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
You have to put out content, people have to read it,
and
you have to start driving traffic to your site organically, which takes a lot of time. So that's what we didn't get. So at that time, we needed more like outbound, so reaching out and things like that. So we had that program, it still didn't work out too well for us. So we decided to branch out from small businesses to e-commerce. And then I had an e-commerce site that didn't perform too well, and I decided to take a different approach. I started learning about Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. So I knew that if you have a Facebook page that has a lot of likes, you can use that to drive traffic to your store and you can get sales.
Right.
So there was this gorilla that died around the that was like pretty much my first initial success, because when I created my e-commerce store, it was around clothing, things like that. So I'm like, why don't I create a page around that and buy a Facebook page and drive traffic and get sales. So that's what I did. I reached out to a few pages, and at that time, that everything that they would post about it would go viral. It was going super viral. People were enjoying the meme. So I reached out to one of the pages. I was like, hey, can I buy your page? He was like, I'm not looking to sell it. But 2 weeks later, he hit me back up. He was like, hey, I'm selling it for $300.
Dang, it's
The page had like 40,000 likes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this guy's either a scammer or he's stupid. because it's worth around like 10 grand at that time.
Oh, back
when
then.
I checked.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, $300. I'll PayPal you $300.
Yeah.
Give me the page. And he's like, I don't have PayPal. I'm like,
oh.
Yeah, I can't. Just like, why are you $300? Because then I wouldn't. You can't get, if you wire money, like,
you can't get
it back.
Yeah,
you can't get it back.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? It's $300. What do I have to lose?
Yeah.
I just like did it. And then he gave me access to the page. So
that's
I started driving traffic to my store and started making, I think after like a week, making $300 in profit per day for 3 weeks.
Dude, that's good.
Yeah. And then the page got hacked. So here's the thing. So at that time, I didn't know that if you have a business account, like a business manager, and you're an admin of the page, you can take ownership of the page, and any admin on that page doesn't have as much power as the business manager. So the business manager can kick off any admin.
Yeah.
So there's a few people reach out to me. It was like this company, it was like so random.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, I'm gonna buy the page. I was like, cool. They'd say they'll pay me $8,000 for it. And I was like, you know what? I could use $8,000 right now to start another business. And they're like, I need to make you, you need to make us admin to check the analytics. I was like, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to make you admin on my page.
Yeah.
Because you have to send me the money first and then you can do that. They're like, no, I'll talk to our manager. They really want admin. And at that time, like, if you have a Facebook page and you make somebody admin, they cannot remove you in the first 6 days. And I think it still stands true today.
Oh.
So I was like, you know what? I was like money hungry and thirsty. So I was like, I'll make you admin and I have 6 days. If you don't send the money back then I'll just remove you. So I did make them admin, but I didn't find out about the business manager hack. So
was he a business manager?
So if you have a business manager account, you can, if you're an admin of a page, you can add that page to your business manager and claim ownership of that page, and then at that point you have power over any other admin.
Was that the original guy you bought from?
No, it was like a random person.
The
account looked really everything kind of checked out. It was like an active account or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I didn't know about the hack, so that's what they did, and then kicked me off the page. So after that, I had to like get down to learn Facebook ads and things like that.
So you didn't even run Facebook ads?
I didn't. Like, I was just going for like the Facebook page traffic.
So organic, basically.
Yeah, organic. So after that happened, I decided to like figure out how to drive traffic to my store, started doing Facebook ads again.
So you made another store?
Yeah. No, it was the same store. So I just switched like the clothing to not the gorilla anymore. And I was driving traffic from Facebook to the store. It wasn't working too well because I didn't really know what I was doing. But I kept learning more and more, reading a lot of blog posts, watching a lot of YouTube videos. And after that, we had one of my friends who had an e-commerce store. He was an influencer. That was my first success, where we helped him actually scale from, I think, a couple thousand a month to over 100K a month in just 5 months by just running ads, optimizing the store.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like everything that I've learned over the past month of just like watching videos, reading blogs, and applying it to my store. That went really well. And then we started looking for more e-commerce clients.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of hard. We were like networking, going to conferences.
Yeah.
Everything was kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's around the time when I kind of discovered bots too.
Yeah.
So this was like 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. This was 2017, discovered chatbots and everything.
Before it became popular,
right? Yeah, before like, it became popular. Now there's like a bunch of experts on chatbots now.
Right.
So discovered chatbots, built the first one, actually came to Stack and Growth and showed it to people. People were like, this is sick.
Like last year.
Yeah, and they're like, yo, can you build me one? I was like, I mean, you can build it yourself. So I was building bots, like super complex bots, just like on test accounts, using it for my agency site. And I saw like the future and thought that this could go somewhere.
Yeah.
And looking at how we're interacting with like each other, friends and family, or coworkers, we're just using messaging apps, we don't use email. Mm-hmm. So I kind of saw the vision that messaging apps are the future of marketing and that's what's going to be popular. So I started diving a lot deeper into it.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up on a random webinar with Andrew Warner, which I had a chance to have him on podcast and spoke at his event last month, which was pretty cool. But he was like the only influencer at that time.
Right.
He was like running ads. He actually had me come on the webinar because in the chat, a lot of people were asking questions about Facebook.
Yeah.
So I was like just replying to them. So he's like, you know, just come on the webinar, answer a few questions. I was like,
nice.
Am I on the webinar with Andrew Warner or not?
Yeah.
So that was really cool. After that, I was like completely sold by bots. Started building more for myself, just learning more about the industry. And then right around that time, around end of November is when I met Josh from Banff.
Yeah.
At another conference in Chicago.
Yeah.
So he was speaking at a conference, so I just had like, go by and like say what's up, maybe if they need help with clients and stuff like that. So after talking to him, he was like, oh, we need somebody to run our ads, but at that time he didn't know that I was building bots.
Yeah.
So I sent him like the work that I've done on another e-commerce store, literally hired me the next day.
Yeah, I remember, you guys came fast.
Everything happened really fast.
I remember it was last year, around this time, actually,
so
October.
Yeah, so I did a test for like 2 weeks, and they wanted to fly me out to LA. I think this was in November.
Yeah.
And then when I was building those bots, I was posting my screenshots of the flows. So ManyChat, which is a tool that I use, I have these you can take a look at the overview of the entire chatbot, like decision trees and everything, which looks pretty cool. So I'll like build a really nice one and then post a screenshot in my Facebook story. But for some reason, Josh was just looking at my story at that time on Facebook, which is like really, really new when like, they just release stories. And then, so one of their clients needed bots. So they're like, hey, I think I saw Ari post like one of his chatbots on the story. So they ended up having me do it and I built the first bot for their client. And they were just blown away because of how complex it is. How you're able to have a personality in the bot, send people to site, take purchases and things like that, which they didn't do. And also marketing strategies on how to grow the bot. So being able to take people from Facebook comments into the bot. So I brought all that to the table and they're like, hey, just do all of our clients' bots. So I ended up doing like bots for some of the biggest brands that they were working with. And then ended up moving here to LA. But my plan, before even like moving, I knew what I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
I was wanting to move to LA. I have no reason why. I have no clue why. But I wanted to move here. But at the same time, I was building my personal brand within the Facebook space. But I wanted to branch out into the bot space. So I knew I had to create content while I was here. I knew I had to keep talking to people, meeting people in the space, speaking at events. So even like working there, I was still doing the same stuff that I was doing to set myself up for success. Because even though it's cool working at the fastest growing agency in LA, nothing beats really working for yourself. So my plan was to network, get to know people, get the chance to work on big accounts, and then branch out to my own agency.
Yeah, and when did you go full-time in your own stuff?
Yeah, it was towards the end of June.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but at the same time, like, I had my clients that I was doing ads for.
Yeah.
It was great to have them because it's expensive to live in LA.
So yeah, it is.
It really helps to have your side clients still paying you to do work, which I would like, literally, I was working so much working at Banff, but I would come home and still do the work for my clients and still try to work on myself because I knew that I had to make
right
that
now,
transition.
I have a team
to ROAS.
Right.
So
and my plan
everything worked out great. I was speaking at Banff. A lot of great people, and that kind of helped me transition on my own. So when I left, I already had clients, and I think the first week I was able to like scale past 10k per month in just 1 week, just like from like all the people that I met, all the agencies that I knew, just like
one of the
relationships. It was like one agency gave me their clients and took me past 10k per month the first week, which was crazy. So one of the things that I tell people, like, partnerships are very important, especially if you're like in the agency world. You can just go on your agency and tell them, like, hey, I can bring the service to your clients, and you should give like two or three clients or sometimes five all at once while you're also working on your inbound funnel to bring clients in. So that went really well, and then I started meeting a lot of great people. Ended up went to this conference and SAF, somebody from American Eagle, ended up working for them. They're actually one of our clients. And then ended up getting like Blue 3 and Transparent Labs and like other enterprise clients that so
basically
like
moving
those. So
start your career because
it's been crazy the past 3 months. Level of growth that I've seen.
So how do you grow from here?
But
I can relate to that too.
It's hard to find clients, but here in LA, like, I don't say it's easy, but
what
like,
makes it easier then?
You can be like, I think it's just easier to meet marketers or like doing good things that can help me take everything to the next level.
Right.
But I wouldn't say that it's easy, but like if you find the right people, they can like really help you grow up.
So what advice do you have for somebody who, say, is from Chicago and struggling, and they fly out to LA for the first time? How should they prepare for like a 1 week stay?
Network, meet a lot of people. I go to a lot of conferences now. Actually, one of
how do you find them, I guess?
How do you find them?
Yeah, like let's say you're Ari, but you know nobody. Like
go to paid conferences. Like just
so you
like,
go on Google and you search them up.
I never search for conferences. I just like look in other groups. Like also like friends post about them. Or like friends will hit you up, say I'm going to a conference. Or like just look around like biggest marketing conferences. You can find some really cool ones, but I like to go to like the ones that are like super expensive because then the quality of people are as much
the way you
hire. So like when you go to like the conferences that I've been to, some of them like cost like $2,000.
You pay for it too?
Yeah. So some I pay for now, like some like I just get through other friends. But like if you're able to like get VIP, definitely do it because the highest quality people are going to be in that VIP section, and you're going to meet a lot of great people that are going to like help you like scale everything. So and also like those people, you don't have to pay for VIP. You can meet them around. But like try like just network, maybe in like Facebook groups. Try to figure out like what the top people are and like what conferences they're going to or speaking at, and try to go to those conferences and just like try to talk to them, tell them the work that you do, the clients that you've helped, and they're just gonna want to work with you just because you deliver the results.
I think that's good advice. And one more thing, I want to hear like your worst moment in your entrepreneurship journey where like you were, you know, not likely to quit, but you're like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it next month moment.
That was probably like when we had the small businesses. So everything wasn't like, the thing about working with small businesses is like
in Chicago, right?
In Chicago, I mean, you might be doing good this month for like a promotion, but then next month it might be like dying down, and the client wants to like cancel and things like that, because like they're like super tight on budget, especially small businesses. So the one of the things that I did was I pretty much made a list of every single chiropractor or like dentist spot in Chicago and just went out to a bunch of them and like talked to them, and we were able to like close one of them that helped me out a lot. So I was able to like afford to pay rent and like food and all that stuff for that month. So it was that was one of the scariest moments.
But I'm glad you made it out. So now your agency's like, you're on the rise, obviously. It's good to see as a friend. And how do people get a hold of you, want to contact you?
Yeah, to get a hold of me, it's super easy. Facebook.com/Arribagah. That's ArriBagah. Just shoot me a message. I have a bot. You can talk to my bot too. My bot can send you ebooks about chatbots if you want to learn.
Yeah,
and I'm also on there. If my bot doesn't know what
to do, just go on Instagram, basically.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram too, at ArriBagah. And I'm pretty active on Instagram.
Cool. Thanks for your time, Ari.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, take it easy.